孩子要坐翻喺度一齐听。
Message this morning is brought to us by Pastor Phil. The title was "The Lord Builds His Church."
我哋有许文南牧师为我哋传讲神嘅信息，主建立他的教会。
Morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Good to see everyone here worshiping together.
好高兴见到各位一齐嘅嚟到去敬拜。
When we first started 42 years ago, more than 42 years ago.
当我哋初初开始嗰阵时，系超过咗42年前啦。
We were a church of 20 plus people.
我哋开始嗰阵时候，差不多系有20人。
You know, you look around you today. We thank God for He is the one that grows the church.
当我哋今日睇我哋嘅周围嘅时候，我哋系感谢主，因为系。神使教会成长。
It's God who actually is the one that sustains us and grows us.
亦都系神去支配教会，让教会成长。
And we praise God for His faithfulness and His grace.
我哋为住神嘅信实同佢嘅恩典，我哋献上感谢。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for we are your people.
天父，我哋多谢你，因为我哋系你嘅子民。
It's your blood that cleanses us.
是你的血使我们洁净。
And you are the one that gives us the opportunity to come and worship as your children.
是你让我们有机会成为你的儿女来到敬拜。
Father, we thank you for you are a God of love.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你一个慈爱的神。
For your love is faithful.
你一个信实的爱。
And it flows through generations.
而由一代去到另外一代。
Father, we thank you for it is your love that saves us.
天父，我们感谢你，因为凭着你的爱，你拯救我们。
Because we know that you are truly holy and truly just.
因为我们明白你是完全的圣洁，也都完全的公义。
And if Christ, if not for Christ, we would be condemned and judged.
如果不是基督的话，我们就被定罪。
But Lord, we thank you for the blood of Christ.
主，我们为着基督的宝血献上感谢。
That makes us clean.
是使我们成圣。
Thank you for justifying us.
多谢你称我们为义
and making us to be your people.
也都使我们成为你的子民
Father, as we look at Covenant Church,
天父，当我们去看看圣约堂
as we reflect upon the years that you have watched over us,
当我们回顾在历年里面你怎样的看顾我们
Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们去感谢你的恩典
For we have gone through storms,
我们经过风暴
We have gone through trials.
我们经过试炼
We have gone through broken relationships of the church.
我们经历教会破碎的关系
And yet you are faithful.
但是神你是信实
You are the one that carries us through.
是你带我们经过
Because you are the one that is head of the church.
因为你就是教会的头
And Father, you call us to bebe your bride, your people.
你亦都称我哋成为你嘅新妇，你嘅子民。
And Father, we thank you and we cling to that promise that you've given to us.
天父，我哋去感谢你，我哋就捉紧你赐俾我哋嘅应许。
That nothing can ever separate us from your love.
系没有任何嘅事情能够使我哋与你嘅爱隔绝。
You are the one that is in the process of making us holy.
就系你喺现在喺一个过程里边使我哋成圣。
Making us holy until your return.
使我们成圣一道等到主你再来。
Father, we thank you for that wonderful promise.
天父，我们感谢你给我们有这个美好的应许。
To know that our hope and our assurance is truly in you.
让我们有这个确据是在你里面。
And as we come to celebrate our anniversary,
当我们来到堂庆的时候
it's a praise and a worship of you.
这个是一个赞美也是感谢你的时候
Thanking you for your glory and grace.
去为着你的荣耀你的恩典献上感谢
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名字祈求
Amen. Amen. So as we come to celebrate our 42nd anniversary,
当我们来到庆祝我们的42周年
I thought it would be good to be reminded of God's work within us.
我觉得在这个时候去被提醒神在我们当中的工作是很合适的。
That it's the Holy Spirit that is actually at work within the church.
其实就是圣灵在教会当中来到工作。
And I chose to look at this passage in Acts.
那我就是选了使徒行传这段的经文。
Because in Acts chapter 2, it shows forth the sprouting of God's new church.
在《使徒行传》第二章就是讲到 神嘅教会点样得兴旺。
If you remember the beginning of chapter 2 in Acts, it's the coming of the Holy Spirit
that
comes upon God's people.
使徒行传第二章嘅起手就系讲到圣灵嚟到神嘅子民当中。
You know, it's not the Holy Spirit was only starting to be active now.
个意思唔系话圣灵系去到嗰阵时先至系活跃嘅。
But now it comes in to usher a new period of time.
乃是圣灵要带到一个新的时代。
That is the work, the time of the Holy Spirit that leads God's work.
这个就是圣灵要在神的事工里面来到是运行。
And it's the pouring out of this Holy Spirit that marks the beginning of the church.
就是圣灵被倾倒的这个时刻就是教会的开始。
Because in Romans 8 it reminds us that the Holy Spirit now comes to dwell within each and every believer.
罗马书第八章就提醒我们现在圣灵是居住在每一个信徒当中。
And it's that coming of the Holy Spirit that changes everything.
就是圣灵来到使一切事情都得到改变。
It's the Holy Spirit that really transforms the lives of believers.
是圣灵使每一个信徒的生命来到改变。
And it's the Holy Spirit that actually sanctifies and sustains the church.
也都是圣灵使教会得到成圣洁净。
Our salvation
我们的救恩
is applied to us through the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵应用在我们生命里面。
Christ has made it available to us.
因为主耶稣基督，我们能够得着救恩。
But it's the work of Christ that applies that salvation of faith and trust and cleansing to our souls.
但是是圣灵将这个救恩应用在我们的生命里面，洁净我们，洁净我们的灵，改变我们的心。
And we've been talking about that through the last few preaching about being made new, being born again.
在过去几次的讲道，我们讲到说我们要重生，我们有新的生命。
And as we come to this chapter 2,
我们来到《使徒行传》的第二章，
we see the wonderful fruits of this new birth.
我们看到这个重生的生命有新的果子。
It's birth of the new church that's coming together.
就是有这个新的教会，他们召集。
And we're getting this glimpse of this primitive beginning of the church of and fellowship.
我们就去看到这个初期教会他们团契的生活。
There's a beautiful picture of community.
有一个很美丽的图画，就是一个的社群。
Where in verse 44 it says, All who believed were together and had all things in common.
第44节他说，信的人都在一处，凡物共用。
You know, there's the picture of devotion, of unity.
在这里给我们有一幅图画的，就是他们有这个忠诚，有这个合一。
Of true fellowship and loving one another in prayer.
就是在祷告里面，他们是有相交的。
And most importantly for Covenant Church is eating together.
而圣日堂最重要就是我们会一起的去进食。
And fellowship and eating together, there's something about that really binds people together.
就是在这个食物当中，在我们的团契当中，使我们结连。
And this is the work of the Spirit.
这个也都是圣灵的工作。
And we can see from verse 47 very clearly.
在47节我们也都很清楚地看到。
What does it say? It says that the Lord, it's the Lord who builds the church.
这里也都说是主将得救的人天天加增。
You know, it says the Lord added to the numbers day by day those who were being saved.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
That's a reminder for us that it's God who actually grows.
这里被我们被提醒的，就是其实是神使我们成长。
He is the one that brings about spiritual growth and the growth in number.
就是神使我们属灵的生命成长，也都使我们人数加增。
And that's God's sovereign work.
这个是神有主权的工作。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7 and 9, it puts it this way.
哥林多前书第三章第七至九节的这样讲。
So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything.But only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his wage according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只是在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样， 但将来各人要照自己的功夫得自己的奖赏，因为我们是与神同工，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
See, we are God's field.
我们就是神的田地。
This church, this body of Christ is the building that God is putting together.
这个教会就是神的田地，是神将他们召聚摆在一起。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的工作。
You know, we are the one that actually waters. We are the one that actually plants.
我们就是栽种的，我们就是浇灌的那个。
That's what we're called to do faithfully.
我们就是被呼召要忠心的这样做。
To do things for God's kingdom.
我们要为着神的国度来行事。
But ultimately, it's the Spirit and God's work that actually grows the plant.
但是最终是神的圣灵使这个种子发芽生长。
It's God who grows the church.
是神去建立教会。
And we are given a responsibility.
没错，我们有这个责任。
We're to be faithful and to grow in grace.
我们要忠心的在恩典里面来成长。
To grow in our walk with the Spirit.
我们与圣灵同行的这件事上面要成长。
Also, we're going to see what are the signs of the Spirit working within the church.
咁有啲咩引证圣灵系喺教会里面工作
呢？ This passage actually gives us a few glimpses of what aSpirit-filled church looks like.
其实这段经文就有几点给我们看到一个被圣灵充满的教会是怎样的呢？
And we're going to be seeing four characteristics.
我们就会见到有四点。
From verse 42.
就是从第42节那里得出来的。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。
So, Spirit-filled church focuses on apostles' teaching.
所以一个被圣灵充满的教会，他们是恒心于使徒的教导。
Fellowship.
他们的交接。
The breaking of bread.
擘饼。
And prayer.
祷告。
Those four things.
就是这四样
东西。All right, so the first one, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
首先就是他们恒心遵守使徒的教训。
You know, we have to keep in mind in that beginning of this church,
我们要记住初期教会,
that everything that Jesus taught, everything in the New Testament was never written down yet.
当其时新约仲未是写落来的所有耶稣的教导。
So everything that Jesus taught, everything that the apostles are teaching,
所以使徒所教关于耶稣的事情,
they're coming out directly from the mouths of the apostles.
就是从使徒口中所出来的。
Now that's something unique about that church at that time.
在那个时候，这个是当时教会的特色。
So when the first mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit is a devotion to doctrine, devotion to learning about God's word.
所以一个被圣灵充满教会的特色，第一点就是他们恒心的遵守教义。神的教训。
There's a devotion to learning about what Jesus had taught.
去有个恒心的去学耶稣的教训。
Everything that he has done.
耶稣所做的一切。
And that, you know, for them, they had to gather every day in the temple to be taught by the apostles.
在当时对于他们来讲，是每一日要在圣殿里面接受门徒的教导。
So that they're able to live by the word of God.
以致他们能够凭着神的话语来生活。
You know, for us nowadays, we're actually blessed with the complete book of the Bible.
但是现在我们今天受到祝福的就是我们有整本的圣经。
God's word is written to us and given to us directly through the apostles and prophets of the Old Testament.
神的话语已经直接给了我们了，藉着使徒和先知所写下来的。
And we have been blessed with this complete word of God that is able to have be in our hands.
而我们的祝福就是我们能够揸住在我们的手里面有神的话语。
God's word is written to us and so available.
而神的话语就是写下来让我们能够得着。
And a lot of times, Christians, we take this for granted.
但很多时候我们做基督徒的时候，我们觉得这个是理所当然的。
You know, probably about 400 or 500 years ago, it was only the priests that actually had copies of the Bible.
或者在400 or 500 years前，只是这些神父或者是牧师才有 聖經。
You know, and we, you know, and people would go into the monasteries when they become monks to actually read the Bible on their own.
佢哋要去到修道院先至可以去讀聖經。
You know, not everybody had a copy of the Bible in English or their own language.
唔係每一個人都能夠有一本英文嘅聖經或者係佢自己語文嘅聖經。
You know, and now we probably have 3 or 4 Bibles in our shelves and in our home.
但係而家可能喺我哋嘅書架，我哋都有三四本聖經。
But don't let them start collecting too much dust.
但係唔好讓你啲聖經嚟到碰塵啊。
All right, Bibles are meant to be studied and read every day.
聖經嘅原意就係讓我哋每日嘅去讀。
All right, the reasons why the disciples gathered together every day is because they needed to hear the teaching of the apostles.
點解啲人每日嘅召聚？因為佢哋每日要聽門徒嘅吩咐。
But in the same way, we need to thirst and hear God's word.
同樣，我哋亦都對神嘅話語要有每天呢一個嘅渴求。
You know, they use this word devoted. It means to be dedicated.
呢度講恆心，即係話佢哋委身嘅。
To be committed to.
堅定嘅。
To continue steadfastly.
持續嘅。
You know, there is a lot of deliberation in thought and focus.
即是说在他们的专注，在他们的思想里面，他们是刻意的。
You know, there must be some intensity.
即是说也是有一个焦急的程度。
You know, the Bible says that in Psalms, we have to thirst for God's word. We have to desire it.
在诗篇讲到说，我们要渴慕神的话语，我们有这个渴求。
And as the deer panteth for the water, we thirst for God.
就是等于鹿渴慕溪水的一样，我们去渴慕神。
You know, that love for God is a passion for His Word, a passion to seek to know Him.
我们爱神的心就是有这个的热情，热诚去爱慕祂的话语，去寻觅祂。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because He actually becomes the Lord of our lives.
为什么？因为祂就是我们生命的主宰。
You know, when we're saved,
当我们得救的时候，
we receive him as our Lord, as Savior.
我们去接受他成为我们的主宰。
But that also means we receive him as our Lord.
意思就亦都是意思为他成为我们生命的主。
And we have to be all in. We're all in.
我们要完全的投入。
You know, I don't know if you know this phrase, but a lot of times, you know, I don't know if you play poker.
咁我唔知啦，如果你玩啤牌遊戲嘅咧，你就會明白呢一句係完全嘅投入。
All right, when you are given a straight flush in your hand, straight flush.
如果你喺你雙手嘅牌係完全同花筍嘅。
You know, the best hand that you can possibly get.
咁你係最好嘅一手啦。
You have that confidence to go all in.
你就有呢個信心，你話我完全嘅投入。
I'm pushing all my chips, all my pot all my money, everything I have into that pot.
我就將我所有嘅籌碼擺曬出嚟。
Because I know, I'm
assured
that my hand is good.
我好知道，我好肯定，我手上邊嘅係最好嘅。
And that's what Christ has done for you. He's given you.A royal flush.
你知唔知道神俾你就系最好噶啦，最好嘅。
Nothing can beat that.
冇一样嘢能够打败嘅。
He is the one that has promised you his salvation.
因为佢应许咗将佢嘅救恩俾过你。
And he's bought it with his blood.
而佢系用佢嘅宝血嚟到买嚟。
You know, and he calls us to be all in with God.
所以呢度话我哋对神系全然投入嘅。全然投入。
So when we're filled with the Spirit,
所以当我们被圣灵充满的时候，
believers have this devotion to God's word and to God himself.
信徒就对神和神的话语有这个忠诚。
There's a commitment to thirst for scripture.
有这个的坚定，你会渴慕神的话语。
A love and hunger for the word of God.
你对神的话有这个饥饿。
You know why?
为什么？
Because the Bible says it's God's word that the Spirit works through to move our hearts.
因为圣经话 圣灵是藉着神的话语打动我们的心。
We can't just grow in a vacuum.
我们不可以在一个空间里面成长。
God's word must dwell in us richly as the Spirit works within us.
神的话语必然要丰丰富富的在我们里面，而圣灵就是藉着神的话语来工作。
And we're called to learn something new about God every day.
我们每天在神里面要学一些新的事物。
You know,
是关于神的。
Those who are dating, maybe they're excited about that.
或者如果你是拍紧拖的，你会有一个的兴奋。
You know, you're so excited that you know you want to find something new about your future spouse or your person you're dating.
你同拍拖的人身上，你每日都想揾一啲新嘅事物。
You know, it's the same thing. When we seek after God, we should love Him in a way that we seek something new about Him every day.
我们和神的关系一样，我们每天在神里面都要发现一些关神新的事关于神的。
Because Christ should be our most loved person.
因为基督应该是我们的至爱。
Christ must be the one that we put on the throne of our hearts that we love the most.
基督要是我们最爱的那一位，坐在我们心里面的宝座那一位。
So as Christians, we must grow spiritually in God's word.
所以一个基督徒我们必定要在神的话语里面成长。
It never stops.
是永不止息的。
You know, and a lot of times you think about it, when you're married for a long time, that romance sometimes dwindles a little.
有时如果你结了婚很久的，可能你都不罗曼蒂克。
You know, that spark has to take a lot of effort to keep going.
好像那些火花呢，你要很努力才能继续有。
You know, it takes a lot of effort in a marriage to keep love growing.
你知不知道在一个婚姻里面，你要付出很多的努力，你才可以继续使这个的爱成长。
You know, I hate to tell you, those who are married for a while now, it doesn't happen automatically.
如果你已经结了婚一排的，你就会知道这个不是自然会发生的。
You know, that romance, that love will dwindle if you don't make it a commitment to build your relationship with one another.
这个罗曼蒂克，特别是这个的爱，如果你不付出的努力，是很难持续的。
That's the same thing with our relationship to Christ.
但是我们同基督的关系都是一样。
And that's one of the reasons our session has talked about this theme that we're going to focus on.
所以堂会有这个的主题。
Is to live is Christ.
活着是基督。
Now, to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21.
腓立比书一章第二十一节咁样讲，活着是基督。
The emphasis is the centrality of Christ.
嗰个焦点就系话神系生命嘅中心。
Christ becomes that focal point of a believer's life.
一个信徒生命嘅焦点就系耶稣。
You know, I've used this. I learned this illustration from someone. I've actually showed it to you already.
我在别人身上学到这个的解释。
You can imagine a rim.
你可以
a bicycle tire, a rim, a bicycle rim.
试想一下一个单车的车胎。
You know, there's that, in the middle, there's the hub.
在中间就是这个的核心。
And from that hub comes all these spokes.
那在这个核心出来就有很多的枝。
That connects to the outer rim of the tire.
而这些的轴呢就是连起这个的胎。
You know, a lot of times when we look at this tire, we see all these spokes. These spokes represent our lives, being a father, being a worker, being a husband, and being, you know, a manager.
咁喺呢个车胎，单车胎嘅呢个轴咧，就系代表我哋人生里边有好多唔同嘅角色。我哋可以系一个做工嘅人，我哋系一个父亲，我哋不同的角色。
And these are all the responsibilities that you have in your life.
这些就是在你生命里面各种不同的责任。
And a lot of times we put religion as one of those spokes as well.
但是很多时候我们将我们的信仰成为其中之一种。
You know, our religion becomes a spoke that comes out to be church service, to become Sunday worship, becomes prayer.
那这一种就是例如星期日我们要去敬拜，我们要去祈祷。
But that's not what God wants desires.
但是神渴求的不是这样东西。
You know, when you think about that bicycle rim,
当你去想起这个单车的胎,
when you think about that middle,
当你想起中心这个中间的时候,
Christ wants to be that hub in the middle.
耶稣就是要做这个的核心。
He wants to be that hub in the middle of your life.
神要是你生命之中的核心。
You know, God doesn't desire just to be one section or put in a box in some neat place in your life.
耶稣不是要在你的生命里面很整齐，在某一个盒里面。
God needs to be in that center, the hub.
但是神就是要是生命的中心，要是这个的核心。
The hub that defines who you are.
就是这个的核心给你知道你是哪一位。
That you are a child of God and you are God's chosen one.
你是神所拣选的，你是神的儿女。
To live for him.
为他而活。
That he becomes the center of your life and affects everything else that you do.
当他成为你的核心的时候，他就会影响你所做的一切。
How you are to live in your family, in your home.
你如何在你的家中生活。
How you are to live in Christ at your workplace.
在你的上班的地方，你怎样为基督而活。
And how you are to serve God and live showing forth Christ. Within the church.
在教会里面你如何彰显基督。
Now that's what it means, God being that center.
这个就是神是我们的中心的意思。
That he is in everything that we do.
他就是在我们所做的每一个事情里面。
And it's Christ that gives us meaning in life.
而也都是基督使我们生命有意义。
That's something that we have to understand. We need that deep relationship, that personal relationship to Christ.
这个我们要明白的，我们跟基督要有这个深切的关系。
And that's what it means to live is Christ.
所以这个就是活着是基督的意思。
That we begin to understand that we walk every second in the presence of God.
我们要知道在每一刻里面，我们是在神的面前来行走。
That we are never away from him.
我们永远不会离开神。
And that he is the one that covers over us in all things.
是他在万事之中遮盖我们。
That we think about that. He affects all our values, all our actions.
他会影响我们一切的价值观，我们一切的行动。
He should be the one that drives our goals that we live for in life.
在我们生命里面应该是他打动我们的目标。
Now there should be a transformation of our being.
在我们的人生里面应该是有个改变。
That now as a Christian, you love Christ above all things in the world.
现在成为一个基督徒的时候，你是爱神在万事之上。
And every decision you make in life,
在你的生命里面每一个抉择，
you have to ask God.
你去求问神。
Because he has a plan for your life.
因为在你的生命里面他有一个计划。
You know, it changes the way that we think.
也都会改变我们的思想。
You know, we think about God and we make all these grand plans in our lives.
当我们想神的时候，我们自己计划很多很大的计划。
And then we go to God and ask him to bless them.
然后我们去问神，神啊，你祝福我们。
But it shouldn't work that way.
但其实不是这样的。
It should work that we should be praying before we plan.
其实应该是我们计划之前我们要祷告。
To ask God, what is your plan for me?
去求问神，你为我有什么计划？
How do you want me to live for you?
你要我如何为你活？
You know, how do you want me to serve you with my life?
在我的生命里面，你要我怎样的侍奉你？
How do you want me to love my wife, my children, my family?
你要我如何的爱我的妻子，爱我的儿女，爱我的家庭？
How do you call me to serve your people?
你叫我如何的去服侍你的子民？
You know, so that's what it means to live is Christ.
活着是基督的意思就是这样。
You know, we can't do great things for God.
We can't. 我们不可以为神做什么大事。
Without drawing close to God.
除非我们靠近神。
Without him being the foundation of who we are and what we do.
如果主耶稣基督不是我们的根基，
All we
不是我们的身份，
All we do is vain.
我们所做的全部都是虚无的。
It's meaningless because we're not driven by the Holy Spirit.
是没意义的，因为不是凭圣灵而行。
We continue to be driven by our own hearts and desires.
我们 会继续为着自己嘅渴求去做。
In order to be used by God, we need to seek what God wants from you in your life.
如果我哋要被神使用嘅时候，首先我哋要寻觅神喺我哋嘅生命里边，神要我哋做啲乜嘢。
So whether you're a new Christian or old,
所以无论你系一个新嘅基督徒，或者系已经基督徒咗，做咗基督徒耐啦。
We want to encourage every Christian to take time to evaluate their own life.
我哋鼓励每一个嘅基督徒都花啲时间去省察自己嘅生命。
Is Christ really at the center of my life?
究竟基督系咪真系系我生命里边嘅中心呢
？You know, is it word or is it in action? Do I live as though Christ is head of my life?
我咪净系讲神系我生命嘅头源头，亦或系我行出嚟都系有呢个态度呢
？You know, it begins with a lot of reflection.
在哪里开始啊？就是很多自己的思考里面。
Reflecting and meditating on God's word.
在我们去默想神的话语，也都去省察自己。
It's a humbling experience to reflect upon our own hearts.
当我们要去思想我们自己的心的时候，其实这件是一件很谦卑的事。
But that's how the Holy Spirit works.
但是圣灵就是这样的工作。
When we evaluate our lives according to His word,
我们是用神的话语去监察我们的生命。
God's light shines forth in our hearts.
神的光就光照我们的心。
Showing those dark crevices that we like to hide in.
让我们看到我们需要，我们喜欢躲藏的黑暗。
Those many things that we like to do in the dark.
我们有很多事我们喜欢在黑暗里面做。
God wants to expose our hearts.
但是神就要揭露我们的心。
So that he can make them clean.
以致神能够洁净我们的心。
And as Christians, we need to come and to walk in God's light.
当我们是基督徒的时候，我们每一日要行在主的光中。
To reflect upon His word and show forth our hearts.
我们要去思想祂的话语，让祂的话语光照我们的心。
Because He's in the process of making us holy.
因为祂就是在这个过程里面使我们成圣。
All right, secondly, they devoted themselves to fellowship.
第二呢他们也都恒心的来到去相交。
Now that's the second mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个就是被圣灵充满的第二点。
Now the word they use here is koinonia.
他们用了这个字 koinonia.
You know, it talks about, you know, the idea of being in fellowship.
意思就是说有团契有相交。
It's being in association, being in communion.
有关系的他们是有这个社群的。
That there is a close relationship.
有一个密切的关系。
And it only appears here in Luke and in Acts.
就是在路加福音和使徒行传这里有这个的描述。
Now, there's this idea of a fellowship, a bonding of life together.
意思就是说有这个团契这些生命是结连的。
You know, that as Christians filled with the Spirit, we want to haveAn intimate relationship to other Christians.
一个基督徒被圣灵充满的时候，你都会有这个渴求同其他的信徒有这个结连。
And God puts an extreme value in the place of fellowship and building of the body.
而神呢，看到当我们在肢体里面彼此建立的时候，这个是有一个很大的重点。
You know, it says here in verse 44
to 47,
that all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all any that had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, and they received their food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God and having...favor with all the people.
44至47节这样讲，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田地、家产，照各人所需用的分给各人。他们天天同心合意，行切在圣殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now, I want you to, maybe we need to understand the context of this to appreciate it a little more.
或者我们要明白当时的境况，以致我们才会欣赏它多一点。
Now, if you remember reading Acts chapter 2, there were over a thousand of people, thousands of people that came into Christ.
如果你读《使徒行传》之前那章，你就会看到当时有很多千 嘅人。
All right.
来到认识接受主耶稣基督。
So there's a couple of thousand people that we're talking about here.
有几千人。
You know, these people have come to know Christ.
呢啲人认识到主耶稣基督。
You know, and if you think about it.
如果你試想下,
if you had 1,000 people that come into your church, what are you going to do? You don't know how to handle it.
如果你有成千人嚟到嘅教會，你會點樣處理呢?
You know, for them, these disciples, they were fishermen. They're probably confused. What am I going to do?
呢啲嘅使徒，佢哋係漁夫嚟嘅，可能佢哋都唔識得應該點處理。
You know, how are you going to organize all these people?
你點樣去安排呢啲咁多嘅人呢?
You know, what do we do?
我哋點做呢?
You know, so there's probably a lot of chaos going on as they learned.To have fellowship with one another.
当我哋学习要有团契生活嘅时候，我相信亦都系好混乱。
And as they build this church, a lot of things didn't come very naturally and very fast.
当我哋去建立教会嗰时，好多嘢唔系好自然嘅，好快嘅就会发生。
You know, but there is this word of being devoted themselves to the fellowship, being devoted to fellowship.
但系呢度讲佢哋恒切嘅去团契相交。
They put their hearts into working together.
他们就有这个心意要一起的工作。
You know, and it puts here, the believers were together and had all things in common. What does that really mean?
这里说信的人都在一处凡物共用的意思是什么呢?
How can they have all things in common when obviously these thousands of people that come, they're of different nationalities, they're different people.
他们怎样可以在一个地方呢?他们有这么多千的人一起,不同民族的人。
You know, they were diverse in race and diverse in social economic standing. Some were poor, some were rich.
他们在民族当中，在社会的地位，在经济的地位，都是不同的。可能有些是贫乏的。
But it says they had all things in common.
但这里说他们都在一处。
How does that really make sense?
那怎么可能的呢？
You know, in verse 41, it gives us that idea.
第四十一节就俾我哋有呢个明白啦。
They were all baptized and added to the church.
佢哋全部都受了洗，加入教会。
You know, we are all different. We're all different.
我哋每一个人都唔同。
We come from different backgrounds, different, you know, all different personalities.
我哋亦都有唔同嘅背景嘅人，我哋嘅性格亦都不一样。
Our economic status is different.
我哋嘅经济背景亦都唔同。
But what unites us together?
但是什么使我们合一呢?
It is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit unites us together in Christ.
圣灵使我们在基督里面合一。
We united to Christ first.
我们首先是与基督联合。
And it's through Christ we are united to one another.
而藉着主耶稣基督，我们成为合一。
You know, there is an amazing union when God sees us as a church.
当神看到我们合一的时候，这个是奇妙。
You know, in Bible study, we've been talking about that. We are one body in Christ in 1 Corinthians 12.
哥林多前书第十二章讲到说，我们是基督的肢体，是合一的。
You are part of God's body.
你是神肢体的一部分。
Whether you're an eye, you're a leg, you're a stomach, maybe.
无论你是个眼又好。你是个手也好，或者是你个胃也好。
But God has put you together to become the body of Christ.
但是神就是将你摆在一起成为基督的肢体。
And this body cannot function without everybody being involved.
这个的身体不能够运作，除非是每一个肢体都走在一起。
You know, one little finger is so important.
你知唔知一个小小嘅手指都系咁重要
？You know, but it's actually if your heart doesn't pump blood to this little finger, the finger dies.
但系如果你嘅心唔将血脉带到去呢个手指，呢个手指都会死。
You're intricately related to one another.
你知唔知我哋就系好仔细嘅，系彼此有联合。
You know, a lot of people don't think of themselves as being a toe in the foot.
有好多人唔会谂到自己系只脚或者系脚趾。
But if you're missing a toe in life, you cannot walk properly.
但是如果你在生命里面少的脚趾，你行路都会有问题。
That big toe,
这个脚趾公
does a lot for your whole body.
你知不知道为你整个身体做很多事?
Without that big toe, there's no proper movement at all.
如果冇咗个脚趾公，我哋行路就唔会正确。
It's that toe that pushes off every time you walk.
你知唔知每一次行路嘅时候，呢个脚趾公就系会推你去前进。
You know, without that little big toe, you cannot walk properly.
如果冇咗呢个脚趾公，你都唔可以行得正常。
So there's an emphasis that each and every believer is important.
所以喺呢一度要强调就系咩？每一个信徒都系重要嘅。
You know, each and every believer.Becomes a body, part of the body of Christ, which is vital for one another.
每一个信徒都成为基督嘅肢体，彼此都有呢个重要性。
So a lot of times, if we're not using our strengths and our abilities and our gifts together to serve the Lord,
如果我哋唔系一齐用我哋嘅才干，用神俾我哋嘅恩赐嚟到服侍神咧
，the body doesn't function properly.
呢、这、一个肢体就唔会运作得自如
you know,
正常。
You know, the polls say that only 20% of the church actually is very active.
有啲调查话，一个教会里边只系20%嘅人咧系活跃嘅。
So imagine that your body only 20% of your body is working.
咁如果你谂下，你嘅身体净系20%系运作嘅。
It's a church. It's the body of Christ going to be able to function that way.
基督嘅肢体教会能唔能够运作咧
？No.
唔可以。
You know, we're all called to use our gifts and abilities for God's kingdom.
我哋每一个人都被呼召要用神俾我哋嘅恩赐喺佢嘅国度里边。
And if you're keeping those gifts to yourself and not using them,
如果你将呢啲恩赐收埋，你唔用嘅话
，That's not what.That's being selfish.
这个就是自私了。
No, but God doesn't want you to do that. He wants your gifts are given to serve and give as grace to others.
神不是要你收埋，但是要用你的恩赐成为别人施恩典的途径。
You know, when they look at this picture in 45 and 46, they were selling their possessions and getting together day by day.
第45和46节讲他们去变卖他们的田产，而
And they were giving to those who were in need.
照各人的需要分给各人。
And you know, this doesn't talk about communal living.
这里不是讲群众的生活。
You know, we're not to go into a convent and go live together by ourselves.
不是说我们要去一些修道院，我们自己一起住。
It's a talking about using the riches that God has given to each of us.
来讲神给我们每一个人的丰盛。
To help those in need.
去帮助那些有需要的人。
You know, we're to give our resources for those who are in need.
将我们的资源去施予给有些有需要的人。
That's what verse 45 says, that they shared with those who were in need.
第45章就是这样，分给有需要的人。
Now this shows that transformed heart as a Christian.
就是在这里去表达到一个心意更新的基督徒。
That you're putting off that selfishness, that self-centeredness.
你就是将这个自私自我中心的心挪开。
And you're putting on a heart of generosity, of loving one another before ourselves.
你就是要将这个慷慨的心、施予的心、爱别人先的心来到活出来。
You know, it says that they were having each other, one another into their homes.
这里讲话他们彼此的接待。
Now, hospitality is a spiritual gift.
去接待人，这个是一个属灵的恩赐。
It's ministering to the needs of others.
这个就是供应别人的需要。
It's giving out of oneself without asking for anything in return.
就是你在施予当中，你不期待回报的。
And it's wonderful that even a lot of the cell groups, there's a lot of cell groups meeting at the homes.
我们有很多的小组都是在弟兄姊妹的家庭里面来到去聚会的。
That's a wonderful thing when you can open your home to have fellowship together.
当你能够打开你的家，让人在那里有团契。
That's actually practicing your gifts.
这个就是你在使用着你的恩赐。
And as we look forward to our church and our small groups,
当我们去期待我们的教会，我们的小组。
As we look forward to growing our church in the future,
当我们要期待在将来我们教会怎样成长。
We want people to be involved with their small groups.
我们期望别人，每一个人都会参加这个小组。
You were called to bond together, to be more than just coming here one Sunday morning to worship.
让我们彼此的接连不是只是星期日早上在这里。
We are responsible to help our brothers and sisters grow.
我们有这个责任要帮我们的弟兄姊妹来到成长。
And that's part of fellowship.
And that's
part of union and learning to work together within a small group.
You have to make
a commitment to get together. I know it's not easy. My cell group had such a hard time from Christmas to after Chinese New Year. We didn't have time. Between sickness and other holidays with family, it just was very hard to meet. But we understand that. But when we do meet, there is good fellowship. And that, therefore, you have to make that commitment to make to say that I want to gather together. And even as a body of the church, I want to begin to use my gifts to serve others.
就算是基督的肢体, 你就要有这个决心, 你说, 我要用神给我的恩赐去侍奉教会。
And where is God calling you to commit yourself to use your gifts for the kingdom?
神是呼召你在哪一个环节, 为着他的角度, 来侍奉呢?
There needs to be devotion. Committed.
有这个坚定,
to fellowship and building up the body of the church. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. Holy Spirit helps us to be involved in each other's lives. It's the Holy Spirit that works through our everyday actions together that helps to unify us and build us in holiness. The reality is that the church is made up of a bunch of sinners.
事实上教会是什么呢? 是一班罪人来组成的。
And it's going to take devotion, commitment to learn to love each other in fellowship.
所以我们要有这个行切, 有这个坚定, 学怎样彼此相爱。
Because obviously some people are more lovable than others.
当然有些人是比别人更加可爱的。
But we're called to love everybody together.
但我们被呼召就是要爱众人。
So fellowship is learning to do good to everyone.
团契的生活就是要为着别人的好处, 每一个人的好处。
And in fellowship with the church, your toes are going to be black and blue. People are going to step on you.
如果你在教会有团契生活的时候, 你的脚趾一定会被人踩黑的。
People are going to offend you.
有人会得罪你的。
People are going to say things without thinking and you're going to be hurt.
可能有些人想都不想就冲口而出的, 就会伤害你。
But that's the purpose. Of God wanting us to learn to live together, to work together. Fellowship is giving. It's a giving of yourself to others. And most of all, it's forgiving. Just as Christ forgave you. God doesn't hold our sins against us. So we're called not to hold other people's sin against us. That's what it means to see the log in our own eyes and not the pick on the speck in my brother's eye. No, you see the log in my own eye and not the
pick on the speck in my brother's eye.
We make everybody else's sin so big, mine is very small. But our sins before God is huge. To live is Christ. To forgive is Christ. Now, thirdly, we're devoted to the breaking of bread. And this language used in Luke is talking about the breaking of bread. Is it talking about eating together or communion? Is it just gathering together to have a meal? Or is it actually talking about the Lord's Supper? In reality, it's actually both.
其实是两样, 两样都有。
Here it refers to the Lord's Supper in the reference of a larger meal.
这里讲到是一起的有这个进食吃一餐的饭。
Well, they gather together to attend the temple together and breaking of bread in their homes.
他们一起去到会堂里面，然后在家中他们擘饼。
Verse 46, they receive the food with gladness and generous hearts, praising God.
他们穿着欢喜的
So a lot of those days, what was happening is that this Lord's Supper, celebration of who God is, this worship of God.
圣餐呢，就是他们在这里去敬拜神，去纪念神所做的。
It comes in the context of their larger meal, their larger fellowship with each other.
其实在什么情形底下呢，就是当他们用饭的时候，当他们有团契生活的时候。
You know, in the early church, this was the pattern of their lives.
在初期教会这个就是他们生活的模式。
That as they gathered together to eat,
当他们一起来用饭的时候,
there will also become a time of celebrating and worshiping God together.
亦都是他们一起的去庆祝和敬拜神的时间。
Now that's how the Lord's Supper actually came to be.
而圣餐就是在这些境况底下被设立。
When Jesus was eating with his disciples in the upper room,
当耶稣和他的门徒用最后的晚餐,
he instituted the Lord's Supper.
就在那个时候去设立圣餐。
Now it was that Passover meal that Jesus established this communion, the sacraments.
就在逾越节的这个饭餐里面，耶稣建立了圣餐。
And this eating represented that remembrance of Christ through the Lord's Supper.
而在他们的进食之中，在这个圣餐之中，他们纪念主耶稣。
You know, this highlights a worship of God.
在这里去 强调的就是去敬拜神。
And that we're called also to worship God every day.
而我们被呼召的也是每一天的去敬拜神。
You know, we're to come together to worship together.
我们一起焦聚的来到敬拜。
You know, that's because God has told us to do that.
因为神吩咐我们这样做。
Don't neglect getting together.
Don't
neglect getting together.
不要忽略了一起的时间。
And this model of worship is one that they had every day.
而他们就是每一天
You know, and this is the model that it's talking about in 1 Corinthians 16, where it actually, they began to meet once a week, in the first day of the week, to break bread.
而在哥林多前书第十六章亦都讲到说，每一个星期有一日，他们会一起的来到去擘饼。
That's the beginning of our every weekly worship.
这个就是我们每一周的敬拜的开始。
And it's a worship filled with worship of God and the communing together.
就是一起的去敬拜神，彼此有这个相交。
And in the 17th century, the Puritans believed that daily worship was actually something that we must do as a Christian.
而在第十七世纪的时候，这些清教徒他们觉得我们每一天去敬拜神，这个是一个必然。
That we are to worship and praise God every day.
我们每一天要敬拜赞颂神。
You know, worship ought to include the Sunday worship of the church.
亦都包括星期天在主日里面来到敬拜。
But it shouldn't stop there.
但是不应该只是在星期日就静止。
Our worship of God must continue in our lives on a daily basis and in our homes and in our family every day.
因为在我们敬拜神的生命里面，应该是我们每天的敬拜，在我们的家庭里面。
We need to live our lives as a worship of God.
我们如何去活出我们的生命呢？就是我们一个敬拜神的人。
You know, everything starts from the Sabbath worship here.
每一件事情都是由在这里安息日里面我们开始的去敬拜。
Pointing your hearts to Christ.
将你的心归向神。
But it must continue on the weekly basis.
但是在周日每一个星期里面，我们都会这样做。我们所做的一切，
It becomes a worship of God.
是成为对神的一个敬拜。
And that to live is Christ.
活着是基督。
That in our living,
在我们的生活里面,
we must be glorifying Christ.
我们要荣耀神。
And finally, the mark of the Holy Spirit filling is prayer.
最后呢, 祷告就是去证明圣灵的充满。
They devoted themselves to prayer.
他们恒切的祷告。
You know, Christians ought to pray.
一个基督徒必须要祷告。
You know, and a church must pray together.
而教会亦都要一起的 祷告。
You know, the churches really, really need to pray together.
教会真系好需要一齐嘅祷告。
Now there must be that conviction to say, yes, let's put our hearts together, let's lift our hearts to the Lord.
我哋要一齐有呢个责心，话我哋要一齐心连心嘅去祷告，去寻求神。
You know, because prayer is instrumental.
因为祷告系首要嘅。
It's not supplemental.
不是一个补充。
You know, it's not something that you just add on and tack on at the end of everything.
不是在所有东西安排之后你去补充你去加上祷告。
But prayer is instrumental. It must be in the beginning, middle, and the end.
但是祷告是首要是主要的。在你一开始当你在那个过程中或者在结束当中。
We have to realize the importance of prayer that the church will not grow and be fruitful spiritually without prayer life.
我哋要睇到祷告嘅重要性。如果没有祷告嘅话，教会系唔会成长，亦都唔会结果子。
No, church won't grow without prayer.
如果冇祷告嘅话，教会唔会成长。
And we need to come together as a congregation to pray.
我哋成为会众嘅时候，我哋要聚集一齐嚟到祷告。
You know, our church congregation prayer life.Is a reflection of our own personal prayer life.
其实我们教会的祷告也都能够去反映到我们自己的思讨是怎样。
If our hearts or lives are filled with prayer,
如果我们的生命是被祷告来充满的话,
we'll realize the need to pray together with people.
我们也都会体会到我们需要一起焦聚祷告。
If our lives praise and focus on God on a daily basis,
如果我们每一天的生命的焦点都是在耶稣当中，也都是在祷告里面。
Realizing how hopeless I am in living this life God has called me to.
也都知道神呼召我，我的生命是多么无望的。
My strength comes from the Lord.
我的力量是从神而来。
I lean not on my own knowledge, my own wisdom, my own ability.
我依靠的不是靠我自己的聪明、我的智慧或者我的才干。
And if we have that heart, then therefore we will pray.
如果我们有这个心肠的时候，我们就会祈祷。
If we're relying on ourselves, we don't need prayer.
如果我们是自己靠自己的话，我们不需要祈祷。
Because we're trusting in our own strength, our own wisdom.
因为我们依靠的是自己的智慧、自己的才能。
But if we're trusting in the Lord,
但是如果我们依靠的是主，
prayer must be essential, it's instrumental in life.
祈祷是首要的，祈祷是在生命里面的必须。
And it's instrumental in the work of the church.
而在教会里面，祈祷也是有这个重要。
Church cannot function by our own wisdom, our own knowledge, our own
strength. 因为这个教会不可以凭我们自己的智慧，我们自己的才能来到运作。
It's the work of God that works through us.
是神透过我们来到工作。
D.A. Carson said this.
D.A. Carson 这样说，
What is both surprising and depressing is the sheer prayerlessness of the present church.
他说有些很惊奇的，但是同时也都很失望的境况，就是教会是一个没有祷告的教会。
It's surprising and it's depressing.
为什么是一个很惊奇，但是也都是很失望的呢？
You know, the sheer prayerlessness of the present church.
因为现今的教会是不祷告的教会。
Because it shows the state of our spiritual health.
因为在这里就反映出我们属灵的健康。
And if we want to be filled with that spirit,
如果我们要被圣灵充满的话，
we need to pray.
我们要祈祷。
Kent Hughes also says this.
Kent Hughes 也都这样说，
Prayerlessness is the fundamental sin of the busy Christian.
一个繁忙在繁忙当中的基督徒，一个在繁忙当中的基督徒，他基本的罪就是一个不祷告的生命。
All right, does that make sense? Prayerlessness is the fundamental sin of the busy Christian.
一个繁忙基督徒他基本的罪就是不祷告。
Right, does that make sense? When we get too busy in life, the first thing that goes out of our window is prayer.
如果我们很忙的时候，第一样东西忘记了的就是祈祷。
But what he's saying is that that's a fundamental sin.
但是这里他说,
Why? Because it's a sin of omission. We're not doing what God calls us to do, which is praying.
神吩咐我们祈祷,
Spirit-filled church must pray.
一个圣灵充满的教会,
There must be devotion, commitment.
他们有这个行切,
You know, that's the point. When we love, if we really love God, we will pray.
如果我们真是爱神的话, 我们会祷告。
We will have communion with our Savior, our Lord.
我们会与我们的主, 我们的救主相交。
Because if Christ is our treasure,
如果基督就是我们的宝贝,
we cannot function without speaking to Him.
我们如果不跟他对话的时候, 我们就不会懂得应该怎么做。
And we cannot function without His Word speaking to us.
如果祂的话语没有对我们说话的时候, 我们同样会不知道应该怎么做。
So as we reflect upon our own life, in our,
当我们去反省我们自己的生命,
and even the life of the church,
又或者反省教会的生命,
think about how healthy your prayer life is.
去想想你祷告的生命是有多健康。
Prayer is the lifeblood of the church.
祷告就是教会的血脉,
It's also the lifeblood for your life.
亦都是你生命的血脉。
And to live, we must live in Christ.
而当我们活着的, 必然是是基督。
You know, obviously, this is some place that our church needs to improve in.
当然我们教会要在这一方面, 我们要更加的做好点。
And all God calls us to do is to turn to repentance.
神所呼召我们的就是要去认罪悔改。
To realize where we fall short and where we fail.
去知道我们在哪一道跌倒, 我们失败。
And ask for His strength so that we can walk in faith.
去祈求得着祂的力量, 以致我们能够凭信心地继续行。
That is the whole Christian life.
这个就是整个基督徒的生命。
Right? Even as we look at our 42 year celebration of
就算我们看到我们,
our church, There's so many things that we have done wrong. Our church is full of blemishes. But of course, it's full of grace and full of good things. But there are a lot of things that we can do better. Yet God loves us all the more. Even with our blemishes and warts,
就算在我们的瑕疵当中,
He loves us and died for us.
祂都爱我们到一个地步,
and it's that blood that covers over us and all our blemishes.
就是祂的宝血遮盖我们一切的瑕疵。
And that's the hope that we have in Christ.
这个就是我们在主耶稣基督里面的盼望。
You know, God will make us more and more holy.
神会使我们更加成圣。
It is His Spirit that has promised that He will grow us.
是祂圣灵的应许使我们成长。
We persevere not by our own strength.
我们不是凭着自己的力量来坚定,
but by the strength of the Lord and His promises.
乃是凭着神的力量, 祂的应许。
You know, that's why we must pray, pray, pray.
所以我们必然要祷告, 祷告, 祷告。
Walk in repentance before our Lord.
在我们主面前我们认罪悔改。
Realizing that, yes, there's much we need to improve.
去承认我们有很多事情我们能够做得好点。
Many things in our lives where we fall short and fall into sin.
在很多时我们的生命里面, 我们都是不足, 我们会犯罪。
Yeah, we've been talking about this, the sin of laziness, self-centeredness, comfort of life, seeking the world.
或许是我们懒惰的罪, 我们要寻求舒适的罪, 我们要寻求世上享乐的罪。
God calls us to put those things aside.
神吩咐我们要将这些东西拿开。
Put on the spirit of faith.
乃是要穿上这个信心的灵。
Only God can change our lives.
唯有神能够改变我们的心。
It's only God who can sustain our church.
亦都唯有神能够支配我们的教会。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is your grace that is above all.
天父，我们多谢你, 完全都是凭着你的恩典。
That it is your grace that gives us hope.
你的恩典给我们有盼望。
And it's your grace that, Lord, as we celebrate our 42nd anniversary.
亦都係憑住你嘅恩典, 我哋能夠慶祝42年。
Lord, we thank you for each and every brother and sister that is in our midst.
主，我哋為著喺我哋當中每一位弟兄姊妹獻上感謝。
For it is truly your amazing grace that has brought each and every individual here.
因為係你奇妙嘅恩典去帶到每一位嚟到。
It is your grace that has shone upon their lives.
係你嘅恩典臨到佢哋嘅生命。
To open their eyes to see your love and to see their need for you.
去打開佢哋眼睛，讓佢哋睇到你嘅愛，亦都睇到自己需要你。
And Father, we thank you for we as the body of Christ.
天父，我哋感謝你，因為我哋成為基督嘅肢體。
Are cleansed by your blood.
係藉住你嘅寶血得到潔淨。
We are made holy through Christ.
藉住主耶穌基督，我哋成聖。
Help us, the Lord, to live holy.
幫助我哋過一個聖潔嘅生活。
Help us to strive to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
幫助我哋被聖靈充滿。
That we seek to walk in step with the Spirit.
讓我哋與聖靈同行。
Lord, help us not to be those rebellious children who need to be dragged by the ear.
幫助我哋唔好做反叛嘅兒女，要俾你掹住個耳仔而行。
But let us seek to walk hand in hand with you in joy.
但是我们是与你手牵手带着喜乐的与主同行。
That we will begin to love the things that you love.
我们去爱慕你所爱慕的。
To desire the things that you desire.
我们渴慕你所渴慕的。
And to build your kingdom in which you desire to build.
我们也去建立你渴慕要建立的国度。
Father, help us to live life.
帮助我们过活的时候。
Willingly in faith.
是乐意的凭信心而活。
To actively seek after your will in my life.
在生命裡面去尋覓你在我們生命裡面的計劃。
Father, as we look forward to the years of our church to come,
當我們去期待教會將來的日子,
help us to truly shine as a beacon of light.
幫助我們成為一個曙光。
Lord, we can only do that if it is your word that shines through us.
我們唯有當你的話語 光照我们的时候，我们才可以这么做。
We can only do that is if it is your grace and love that shines through us.
可以这么做的时候，是因为你的恩典，你的亮光照亮我们。
In the way that we think, in the way that we talk, in the way that we walk.
在我们的思想，在我们的言语，在我们的行动行为里面。
Help us to live our lives for you.
帮助我们为你而活。
To understand this concept that to live is Christ.
去明白什么叫做活着是基督。
Lord, help us to put you in the hub of our life.
帮助我们，让你成为我们生命的核心。
To be in the center.
是我们生命的中心。
To sit on the heart of our throne.
你就是坐在我们心里面的宝座。
Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name.
天父，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn.
让我们一起起立，我们唱诗。
Oops.